It's that time again. Join us in a semicircle here on the carpet, my pets. Sandwiches and jelly donuts to come later, but for now, it's story time with Lady Ariella in the playroom. Are you all ready for the story, little ones?
Yeah!
Well, today's tale is another story from the Brothers Grimm, called The Little Farmer.
Does it have princesses in it?
No, dearie. Princesses, as a general rule, don't like the smell of manure, so they don't spend a lot of time near farmers.
I want to hear about princesses.
Well, maybe tomorrow I'll tell you the story of a lovely young countess from Hungary. Would you like that?
Ooh, yes, please!
All right. I'll have to track down that book on Lizzie Bathory, but I'm sure it's here somewhere. But for now, the little farmer. Once there was a certain village where there lived many rich farmers and only one poor one, whom they called the little farmer.
Why didn't they call him the poor farmer?
Because body shaming is so much more fun than mocking someone's finances. You'll understand when you're older. Anyway, the little farmer was so poor, he had not even a cow, though he and his wife sorely wanted one. One day he said to her,
"Listen, I have a good idea, and that is that your godfather, the joiner, shall make us a calf of wood and paint it brown so it shall look just like any other. And then in time, it may grow big and become a cow."
That's the best idea I've ever heard.
I think I know why they were so poor.
Godfather Joiner soon went to work with saw and plane and made a calf complete with its head down and neck stretched out as though it was eating. The next day, the drover was passing by.
What's a drover?
It's another word for a cowherd, little one.
But I don't know what the cowherd.
It's a shepherd.
But with cows instead of sheep, all right? So the drover was passing by.
Look here. I have a little calf to go with the others, but it is too small to walk and must be carried.
All right. Ugh. Goodness, this one's awful young to be so stiff and arthritic.
So the drover carried the wooden calf up to where the cows grazed, and the calf stood with its head down as though eating.
Healthy appetite.
When the time came to drive the cows back, the drover said to the wooden calf,
"Look, if you can stand there all this while eating, you can walk back yourself. I will not do it."
He returned to the village, but the farmer said,
"Where's my cow?"
"Still there eating. It would not heed the call and come with the rest."
"Oh, no! Our dear sweet cow!"
"Look, this will not do. I must have my cow back."
So they returned to the field, but someone had stolen away the wooden cow.
"Maybe it ran away."
"That really seems unlikely."
So the farmer brought the drover before the bailiff.
"For your carelessness, drover, you must buy the little farmer a cow to replace his."
So the little farmer returned home with a living cow.
A cow like we have wanted for so, so many years.
Yes.
One question, what are we going to feed it?
With no fodder for the cow and nothing to feed it, they very soon were forced to kill the cow.
Moo? I'm going to miss our old yellow cow.
So they salted down the meat, and the little farmer took the skin into town to sell it and buy a new calf.
But then they won't have anything to feed the calf, and they'll have to kill it too.
I'm telling you, they are poor for a reason.
The farmer was heading into the village when he came across a pitiful raven with broken wings. Moved with compassion, he took the raven up and wrapped it in the skin to keep it safe. But the weather was growing stormy. So he stopped at the mill for shelter, and the miller's wife was there.
"Oh, my husband is out, but I suppose you can come and lie down in the straw over here. I shall bring you some bread and cheese."
After eating the meager food, he lay down on the straw, and the miller's wife thought he was quite asleep. Then another man came to the door.
Good, you're here. My husband is out, and we will make good cheer.
Yippee!
And she brought out roast beef, salad, cakes, and wine, and the two made themselves quite merry. The farmer grew increasingly angry that he'd been put off by mere bread and cheese. Then there came a knock at the door.
Oh dear, my husband has returned.
Why was he knocking at his own door?
In a twinkling, she put the beef in the oven, the wine under the pillow, the salad in the bed, and hid the man in the linen closet.
You are really strong.
Shut up and get in there!
Thank goodness you're home in this terrible weather.
Hello, wife. What fellow have you got there?
Fellow? What fellow? There's no fellow here. Oh, him. He came in here in the storm and I let him line the straw.
Oh, that's fine with me. Only bring me something to eat.
We have only bread and cheese.
Anything at all is fine with me. Bread and cheese all day. Come, stranger, keep me company.
The miller saw the skin with the raven wrapped in it.
What have you there?
It is a fortune teller. It will tell four things and keep the fifth to itself.
Let it tell my fortune, then.
So the farmer pinched the raven.
Ah, that hurts!
He says there is roast beef in the oven.
That would be jolly! Ooh!
Ow!
He says there is wine under the pillow.
That would be jolly! Oh ho!
Cut it out!
And now he says there is salad in the bed.
That would be jolly! Well!
Seriously?
He says there are rolls under the bed.
That would be jolly! My, my!
They sat and enjoyed the feast, and the miller bargained with the little farmer to tell him the fifth thing. Finally, they agreed upon a price. 300 ducats.
Wow!
Is that a lot?
Yes.
Wow!
Well, for 300, I can tell you, there is a demon in the linen closet.
Well, then it must come out!
Ah!
Ah! I have seen the rogue with my own eyes, and that is good riddance.
The little farmer went his way home the next day with his 300 ducats. He used that money to build himself a fine home. The townsfolk were amazed.
He must have gone to where it rains gold pieces.
So they brought him to the bailiff to demand where he had come by such money.
All right, little farmer, tell us where this money came from.
I sold my calfskin for 300 ducats.
Wow!
Is that a lot?
Yes.
Wow!
They all wished to share in his good fortune, so they all ran home and killed their cows.
Moo? Moo? Moo?
The bailiff was more eager than most.
I must be the first to sell this.
So he rushed ahead and went to the skin buyer.
That's a job. Can I be a skin buyer when I grow up?
I wouldn't expect anything less of you, little one. Or any more of you, for that matter. But anyway, when the bailiff got to the skin buyer, all he got was...
3 ducats?
And he got more than most, for the skin buyer soon had far too many skins, and nothing to do with them. So the townspeople were angry with the little farmer for deceiving them. They again brought him before the bailiff, and with one voice shouted...
Death!
They sentenced him to be put into a cask with holes in it, and then rolled into the river. First, though, They called for a priest to say a mass for him. All the townspeople stood off away as the priest approached, but the little farmer recognized that priest.
Hey, you were the one in the linen closet.
Ooh.
As I freed you from the closet, so you must let me out of the cask.
Yeah, that sounds fair. So now what?
At that moment, a shepherd came by.
What's a shepherd?
It's a drover, but with sheep instead of cows. Well, the little farmer knew the shepherd always wanted to be the bailiff.
No, I will not do it. Not for all the world. Nope, nope, nope.
What is it?
Oh, they want me to be the bailiff if I will but sit in this cask. But I refuse.
If that is all I must do to become bailiff, I will sit in the cask.
Yes. This is all you must do. Now climb in.
Then they sealed up the cask with the shepherd inside, and the priest went away to tell everyone the mass had been said. The farmer, meanwhile, collected the sheep and drove them away. Then the rest of the townspeople returned and began to roll the cask towards the river.
I consent to be bailiff!
Ha! First you must go to the bottom and look around for a while.
Then they all went home, but when they returned to the village, they found the little farmer tending the sheep and looking quite calm and contented.
What?
Little farmer, whence come you? How did you get out of the water?
Quite easily. I sank and sank until I came to the bottom. Then I broke out of the cask and I found a beautiful meadow with sheep grazing there. So I gathered some up and brought them here.
Are there any left?
At least 300. Is that a lot?
Yes. So the farmers all decided to go to the river and fetch out some sheep.
Wait, he lied about the cowskins. Why are they all believing him? Were people dumber back then?
No, they were equally dumb as they are now. So when they came to the water, there were fluffy clouds in the sky, and they reflected in the water and looked like lambs.
There are sheep at the bottom.
Would their eyesight worse back then?
Oh, absolutely.
Me first. I shall go into the water and look about, and if things go well, I shall call to you.
And he jumped into the water and was immediately sucked under, crying out,
I can't swim.
That was it. He said, come, let's go get some sheep.
So they were all drowned in the river, and the little farmer, who was the only one left, became really quite rich. The end. So, little dearies, did you like this story? Fair enough. But what did you learn from the tale?
Greedy people are stupid?
Oh, very good. That lesson will take you quite far in life.
People will kill cows for money, but sheep are worth dying for.
I mean, I can't really call that wrong. But let's try another lesson, shall we? Anyone?
Treating a wooden statue like a living thing is not weird in the slightest.
Well, it certainly means we can skip reading Pinocchio anyway. All right, little ones, go get your swim trunks on. There's a pile of sandwiches in the deep end of the pool just waiting for you.
Yay!
And you too, dearies. Our time is up for now, but I'll see you next time in the playroom.
You've been listening to The Playroom, The Little Farmer, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. The children's voices were provided by the Seat of Our Pants Players cast. Lady Ariella was Brianna Kuby. The farmer was Adam Gastenke. The wife was Rebecca Scheimer. The drover was Ray Greenley. The bailiff was Rick Tennant. The townspeople and cows were Liz Music. The miller's wife was Jill Wenzel. The priest was Aaron Manka White. The miller was Andrew Dell. The raven was Morgan Gastenke. And the shepherd was Andy Gastenke. Some music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. The Little Farmer was written by the Brothers Grimm, and yes, that's pretty much exactly how it goes.
Dane, were you going to have Lady Ariella do this one?
That was the plan.
But she's evil.
Yes, but she's delightfully evil.
How about just me?
Suit yourself.
This is Brianna Kuby from the Seat of Our Pants Players. Contrary to public belief, I am not evil. Special thanks to all of our Patreon supporters, and massively extra special thanks to the individual supporting us at the Founder of the Feast level. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/seatofourpantsplayers.